Your broiler chicks. Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
News Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
And welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at our stories making headlines. Government focused on state of rains edges preparedness. Tonse Alliance warns UPND against taking comfort in opposition divisions. First killings in Morocco since Gen Z protests erupted.
FM, the voice of development.
You can stream this news live on our Facebook page, which is Millennium Radio 90.5 FM. With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulango Mamape. Government has announced that Zambia is expected to receive normal to above normal rainfall this season, with Lusaka and Luapula likely to see rainfall this month. Speaking in Parliament, Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Imposha said other provinces expected to receive early rains include the northwestern, southern and northern provinces. He disclosed that Copperbelt, parts of Central Muchinga and eastern provinces are likely to experience delayed onset of rains expected in late November to early December. Minister Imposha noted that in the second half of the 2025-2026 season, the country is projected to receive normal to above normal rainfall due to La Nina effects. He urged the farmers in Upper Northwestern, Western and Southern provinces to prepare early for the farming season and warned that the country could experience flash floods, advising residents in flood-prone areas to remain vigilant.
An early onset beginning in October is likely for Northwestern, Western, Southern, and parts of Lusaka, Luapula, and the Northern provinces. However, a delayed onset, likely in late November to early December, is expected for Muchinga, Eastern, Copper Belt, and the Eastern parts of Central Province. The second half of the season will be the peak of our rainfall, from December 2025 to February 2026. This is when the influence of La Nina is expected to strengthen.
Government has announced plans to expand electricity generation through public-private partnerships, PPPs, in both nuclear and hydropower projects. Energy Minister Makoso Chikota says that the Minister of Energy is currently developing a nuclear bill to establish regulations that will guide the introduction of nuclear power plant in the country. He added that the government is also exploring potential sites for new hydropower stations, particularly in provinces with abundant water resources. Mr. Chikota explained that these projects are long-term and will be implemented and with strategic partners under the PPP model. He assured the public that once all necessary processes are concluded, government will provide updates, stressing the urgency of addressing the country's power deficit.
We have developed a draft nuclear regulatory bill which established a local regulatory board for nuclear energy in Zambia. Further, the ministry has been involved in various capacity building programs regarding nuclear technology development, safety and regulation. It is important to understand that the nuclear energy program towards the development of a nuclear power plant is a long-term and highly regulated locally, regional, and international. there are 19 recommended preparatory infrastructure milestones that determine the level of country preparedness for nuclear power plants, of which ministry has drafted three-phase implementation approach from 2026 to 2055.
The Tonsi Alliance has cautioned the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, against celebrating divisions within the opposition, warning that the real test will be the 2026 general elections. Confusion has recently rocked the Tonsi Alliance following reports of division among its council of leaders. In an interview, Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says that the misunderstandings in the opposition should not be misinterpreted by the ruling party as proof of popularity. Mr. Tembo argued that despite the current challenges, Zambians have already lost confidence in the UPND and are determined to vote them out in 2026. He added that the priority for the opposition now is to unite beyond individual political interests in order to present a credible alternative government.
Come next year, come 2026 general elections, it doesn't matter how elaborate the plans they might have for winning the election, those plans will not work because it will be them as independent, not against a particular political movement, no, but against the Zambian people. And whenever the Zambian people are facing any political party, the Zambian people always prevail. The Zambian people always win. Similarly, we are confident that come next year, the Zambian people will prevail. The Zambian people will win. And us as Tonsi will be used merely as a vehicle to achieve the objectives, the expectations and aspirations of the Zambian people in terms of replacing this corrupt government.
The Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation, ADGF, has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to pay closer attention to stakeholder concerns in order to make other engagements more meaningful. ADGF Executive Director Gideon Musonda told Millennium Radio that the ECZ's 2023-2027 strategic plan identified communication and stakeholder engagement as key pillars alongside other objectives. He stressed that addressing concerns raised by stakeholders is vital not only for the full success of the strategic plan, but also for the strengthening in the electoral process. Mr. Musonda further noted that as a country heads towards the 2026 general elections, increased stakeholder engagement is critical.
Just to end on that, it's extremely important to take stakeholders' concerns, seriously, but also stakeholders need to be satisfied in terms of whether those concerns have been addressed or not. Yeah, so it's extremely important that they address the concerns that stakeholders raise to the satisfaction of the stakeholders. Yeah, because you find that sometimes, they've maintained their own positions, if you like, being defensive. Yeah, but if they can improve towards addressing, stakeholders' concern.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economic expert Emmanuel Mwans has expressed concern that Zambia's domestic debt is rising at alarming levels without clear strategies to address it. Mr. Mwans noted that government spent 52 billion kwacha on domestic debt servicing, with finance minister attributing this to increased borrowing between 2015 and 2021, much of which is due for repayment. He however observed that when the UPND assumed office, domestic debt stood at 112 billion kwacha, but has since risen to 242 billion, an increase of 130 billion in just 4 years. Mr. Mwans explained that this trend indicates government has been borrowing 32.5 billion kwacha annually through bonds and treasury bills to support the budget.
Central bank deals with government directly, but when it comes to the private sector, or you and me and corporations, it's commercial banks that are supposed to be lending to us. But alas, what is happening is commercial banks, they are using your deposits, my deposits, to lend again to the government. You know, they are going into security, treasury bills and bonds. And as a result, it's a tricky situation. They would rather lend to the government, and as a result, the private sector is stuck of the much needed financing, you know, but the core business of banks lend to the private sector. But they've just decided to be lending to the government. So that's the situation that has given necessitated that to, you know,